This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And he's into the end zone for a Commanders touchdown. Each team scoring a touchdown on its first possession.
Child's play. Give them the football, they get 7 points. That's what happens with the Washington offense. Thanks for Luke McCaffrey's time. He just stopped by on Grant and Danny. The Commanders obviously have a bright future. It is time for you to plan yours as well. The exclusive sponsor of our show will help. The law firm, Condori and Murad, will help you update your last will and testament, set up a trust for you and your family, schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys by visiting kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Danny, I think what's so amazing to me is that on a day where they didn't have arguably their best offensive player outside of the quarterback position this season in Austin Ekeler, and we all said they're going to miss him a bunch, they plug in a guy who was on his 12th contract in the NFL with a team, and Jeremy McNichols, and he went ham. We've talked all offseason about the wide receiver position. Do they have enough talent? Do they have enough weapons? Alameda Zaccheaus went crazy yesterday. They had receivers open all day long. This is not a slight to Jaden Daniels, who was efficient and effective and tremendous. Again, made all the right decisions, was awesome. Every way that he could be, he was phenomenal. But having gone back and watched every throw, there were 4 throws he made where a defender was within a couple of yards of a receiver. There were 2 throws that I would consider to be in coverage all game. What they're doing with this group of talent with Cliff Kingsbury right now is astounding.
Yeah, they were right and I was wrong. I posted as much at Funny Danny at Humor Standing on Instagram. All offseason, I kind of looked at both the offensive line, really specifically the tackle spot, and wide receivers, and I go, this is an unforced error. They needed to do more here to support Jaden Daniels most specifically. I thought what would happen is they might win some games, but it would have to be, you know, Daniels scramble left, Daniels scramble right, Daniels hero ball, and you eke out a couple of wins in the first half of the season as everybody gets their feet wet, and you're running in a high risk there. I was wrong about all of that. They're averaging 40 points a game the last 2 games over the span of a week. 7 days, they put up 38 and 42 points. Arizona walked down the field on their opening drive. It was really impressive, actually. Opening script, converted to 4th down, beautiful throw and catch in the corner of the end zone to Marvin Harrison. I go, okay, buckle up. Here we go. It's a shootout, right? Let's go. Let's go play. Let's go see what happens. No, it wasn't. They outscored Arizona from there 42-7. When they got the ball back, it was 42-7 over the next 55 minutes. What? What in the hell is this? What organization is this? What team is this? I have no idea where this goes, and I don't care. They are so much better than I thought they would be. This is so much more fun than I could have ever imagined. I mean, I love Jaden Daniels. I wanted Jaden Daniels. I'm glad they drafted him, right? But I'm going, you know, there still will be at some point, some hurdles, some setbacks, some adversity. You get punched in the nose. Somebody figures out what you want to do, takes this away, whatever, right? We know some bad stuff is happening. It's sports. It's the league. But it ain't happening right now. What an unbelievably fun, relaxing. I was not stressed for a single second watching the game on Sunday. There's no here we go again. There's no other shoe dropping. Sideline laughter and jocularity as they taxed that ass out there in Arizona and their fans booed. Not my fans. Not the fans of this team that are booing for investigations and impropriety or because Dan Snyder's wife was on the Jumbotron. No, no, no. Opposing fans getting woodshedded. They booed. What an unbelievably fun time.
They're just doing so many really good football team things. Like, not committing any penalties for three quarters. Again, they did not commit an offensive penalty that put them behind the sticks for three-plus quarters. How is that possible?
I don't know.
For two straight games? But at some point, you just become the thing that you keep doing, right? I mean, they are running the ball well. Now, that was the one thing I think we all kind of assumed would be a strength this year. Because when you have a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, who can run and who scares defenses and keeps them up at night, we saw this in 2012. You've seen it with the Ravens for many, many years with Lamar Jackson. It doesn't matter if it's Gus Edwards or Justice Hill or name some random running back. They're going to go out and they're going to have a ton of success because you're defending an 11-on-11. You got to be honest to the quarterback. You got to play those read option looks. They were going to run the ball well. But this has been a renaissance of sorts for Brian Robinson, who had a buck yesterday. Eckler looks like he shot out of a cannon every time he touches the ball. He's hurt, doesn't play yesterday. Jeremy McNichols averaged 8.5 yards per carry. And it wasn't like three carries either. He had 8 carries for 70 yards, Danny. He had a 27-yard touchdown, ripped off a couple 15-plussers. Jeremy McNichols.
You mean LaDainian Tomlinson?
Right. I mean, I just, it's amazing what they are doing right now.
And Cliff Kingsbury, take a bow, dude. I mean, there the, I don't know if you caught this on the telecast, but you remember the play where there's a little bit of misdirection, a lot of window dressing, and they just, and Daniels just flips it out in the flat to Zacchaeus, who's just jogging in the park.
Oh, so this was a, he lined up in the backfield, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of these kind of things. Zacchaeus is in the backfield. They make everything look like it's going to the top of the screen left. And then they come back to him on a swing pass to the right bottom of the screen if you're watching at home.
Uh-huh.
And he had nothing but real estate in front of him.
He's like, I guess I'll just keep going really far down the field. And
it's one of those things where he caught it. You don't see anyone in the frame. And then the camera pans and there's still no one.
Still nobody.
And it pans again and there's still no one.
You're still like, no one.
Where is this team? Where
Someone should defend this. Yeah. And it cut to Kingsbury on the sideline and he's got that sort of, I'm on the runway. Walk with a smirk on his face. You know what I mean? Where it's just like, I'm on such a different level than you guys trying to catch me right now. Maybe somebody does. Maybe somebody figures it out. In the years past, people have, right? The second half Arizona offense is way worse than the first half. And I'm not sitting here to rain on the parade. I'm telling you, nobody's figured it out yet.
No.
He's calling steps ahead at this point, right? Where we know what look you're looking for. And we're not only we're going to give it to you, but then we're going to change direction. And you don't, you have no idea where the next shot's coming from.
I think what
people
would
are clueless.
Scare me is if I'm the other teams on their schedule. If this is pretty sustainable, not like all of the things going their way, where, you know, Zacchaeus basically falls down, maybe a foot shy of the sticks. They call it a first down. The Cardinals don't throw a challenge flag. Or, you know, did you think that should have been a pass interference on the deep shot to Noah Brown?
So, contact's made.
Definitely.
I wouldn't have said pass interference. I would have said illegal contact.
You can't if the ball's in the air.
Well, to me, like, you can't touch the person. Like, when the ball's in the air, you can't do that.
I agree. I think what happens 90% of the time there is the refs get together and they say uncatchable, essentially. Like, that ball was not being caught. He threw it to the back of the letters in the end zone, and the contact was like at the... I think they marked the ball at almost the 10. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, having said that, whatever. It was a 55-yard play. It was beautiful. Like, so many of these things just don't normally happen for them. They don't get that call. They aren't first and goal from the 10. Then on the ensuing drive after that touchdown to take now a 17-point lead, two of the first three plays the Cardinals ran were for 10-plus yards, and they got penalties on holding calls that came back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just happening in a way that never does for Washington, it feels like. But it's almost like when you're a good team and you're playing from in front, good things happen. And we're just not used to being that team either.
No, it always usually comes down to if this call goes against us, it's over.
Totally.
Right? And that's not the case.
I still have questions. Like, I don't know if Austin Seibert is any good yet or not. I know he's made all of his kicks. He has not kicked a field goal longer than 45. Every time they would kick a 52 or 53 or 54-yarder,
they're just busy getting a first down.
They just get another first down.
Yeah.
So at some point, I'd like to figure out if they have a good kicker or not that they can count on when they need a big kick later in the season beyond 50 yards. I'll wait until we figure that one out. There are some other questions. Like, I don't know if this is a team that can play from behind the way that they do it, where everything's predicated on running the football, where Daniel's keeping, you know, a lot of it's off play action. And it reminds me of, like, the Ravens at one point in time,
uh-huh,
where we talked about if you're down 10, 12, 13, nobody really comes back from that at a high rate. But if you are able to jump out 21-7, let's say, somehow, some way, I don't know how you would ever do that against this Commanders team. Because it would mean you stopped them at least twice, and no one's doing that. But if you were up by two touchdowns, like, what does that look like? There's still things they've got to answer. But the way they run the ball, the way they protect the football, the way they scheme guys open, as accurate as Daniels is, as composed as he seems to be, a lot of that probably isn't going away. Will defenses make adjustments to them? Of course. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. They're figuring this thing out, or not, as the case is, on the fly. And when they do, Daniels and Cliffy are going to have to make an adjustment. But right now, they're one step ahead of everything that the defensive coordinators are doing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.